The former longtime owner of the iconic Agawa Crafts and the Canadian Carver in Batchewana Bay has been charged with multiple weapons offences after the Ontario Provincial Police executed a search warrant at his home over the weekend. Gerald A. Demers, 76, faces 5 charges, including careless use of a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, and unauthorized possession of a prohibited or restricted weapon. After receiving several tips about a raid at Demers' waterfront home, which is located about an hour north of the city, Sue Today confirmed with the Sault Ste. Marie Courthouse Today that he was charged with 5 offenses on May 25. Demers did not respond to repeated calls for comment from Sue Today. None of the allegations have been tested in court and he is considered innocent unless proven guilty. His next court date is scheduled for July 10 at 9 a.m. Demers and his wife, June, operated Agawa Crafts and the Canadian Carver for decades, welcoming countless visitors to their landmark location along Highway 17 North, near Pancake Bay Provincial Park. They were awarded Sault Ste. Marie's Tourism Business of the Year in 2018, the same year the couple announced their intention to retire and sell the business. "I think it's time that we prioritize," Jerry Demers told Sue Today at the time. "We've lasted fairly long, but it's time to get out of the business." Demers said his goal was to find a buyer who would let them stay on as a consultant, ensuring a smooth transition for employees and customers. "It's not cash out, grab your money and run," he said. The following year, a buyer emerged: Serpent River First Nation Economic Development Corporation, EDC, a non-profit entity that works to generate revenue opportunities for the community. "We do not intend on changing anything when it comes to operating this business as it has been so successful for so long," said a press release from the EDC, issued in January 2020. 3 staff are being retained and the former owners, June and Jerry Demers, have agreed to assist us during the transition period. "We would like to continue to operate the business the way the Demers have done in the past." The purchase price was $1.13 million, paid in cash, according to publicly available land registry documents retrieved by Sue Today. The transaction closed on December 17, 2019. Sue Today has reached out to the OPP for more information regarding Demers' charges. CST. Ashley Nickel with the OPP detachment in Wawa confirmed in an email that the OPP's Guns and Gangs Enforcement Team is leading the investigation and will provide more information when it becomes available.